弟兄姊妹，在我们交通之前，我们做一个简短的祷告。
Before we start our fellowship, let's have a short prayer.
主，我们感谢你下午把我们一同聚集在你自己的跟前。
So we really thank you that this afternoon you gather us before you.
我求你用你的同在充满这个地方。
We ask that you would come into this place with your presence.
吸引我们所有的眼目都注视你的自己。
Draw all our eyes to look upon yourself.
让我们里面来教导我们。
I would truly need you to teach us from within.
让我们这些已经被你救赎回来的人。
And all of us who are redeemed by you.
让我们知道如何在地上来生活。
That we would know how to live on earth.
到底我们应当怎样来追求。
And how we ought to pursue you.
好像你所成就的功能够都成全在我们的身上
so that your work can be accomplished on us
以至于能把你当得的荣耀归给你
so that you would be given the glory that you ought to receive
求你用膏油来涂抹我
please anoint us with your own anointing
主我们愿意安静等候在你的跟前
Lord we wait before you quietly
求你垂听我们的祷告
please listen to our prayers
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
我们像昨天一样。
Just like yesterday.
开头呢，我有一点交通。
In the beginning, I will have some fellowship with you.
然后后面呢，我会留一点时间呢，让弟兄姊妹们可以做一些的见证。
And I will save some time at the end for brother and sister to give their testimony.
我们希望呢，下午这段时间。
We hope that the time this afternoon,
我们能把我们从主所领会的这些真理和道理
we can take these truths and teaching from the Lord,
尽量的能够在我们的生活生命中间能够把它实行出来
and we would try to put them into practical living in our daily life.
所以弟兄姊妹，过去你们对主所有的经历
So brother and sister, your experience before the Lord in the past.
那些都是非常宝贵。
These are very precious.
那么我们希望呢，你能够心里有点预备。
And we also pray that you would have a preparation in your heart.
像昨天下午一样，用个三五分钟啊，能把自己的一点经历呢，跟大家一同分享。
And you would use maybe 3 to 5 minutes and fellowship with us on your experience.
让我们大家彼此都能够得到激励。
So that we can all encourage one another.
那弟兄姊妹。应该都知道今天下午呢我们所要交通的是用基督的性格来建立基督的教会
And I think you all know that this afternoon our topic is to use the character of Christ to build up his own church
我请弟兄姊妹先和我一同读一点圣经
And we ask brother and sister to read a few passages with us.
我们先看出埃及记。
First, let's turn to Exodus.
出埃及记第25章。
Exodus chapter 25.
我们要从第一节读到第九节。
We want to read from verse 1 to verse 9.
出埃及记第25章第一节到第九节。
Exodus chapter 25, verse 1 to verse 9.
耶和华晓谕摩西说：“你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。所要送的礼物就是金银铜、蓝色、紫色、朱红色线、细麻、山羊毛、染红的公羊皮、海狗皮、皂荚木、点灯的油，并做膏油和香的香料。”红玛瑙与别样的宝石可以镶嵌在以弗德和胸牌上又当为我造圣所使我可以住在他们中间制造帐幕和其中一切的器具都要照我所指示你的样式
Chapter 25 verse 1 Then the Lord spoke to Moses saying Speak to the children of Israelite that they bring an offering from everyone who gives it willingly with his heartAnd you shall take my offering. And this is the offering which you shall take from them. Gold, silver, and bronze. Blue, purple, and scarlet thread. Fine linen and gold, hair, ram skin, dry bread, fat skin, and acacia wood, oil for the light, and spices for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, onyx stones and stone to be set in the ephraim and in the breastplate, and let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show you, that is, the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all this furnishing, just as I, just as you shall be shown.
以弗所书第四章第一节到第三节。
And the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 3.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Chapter 4, verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling of, with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness and long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
启示录第二十一章。
Also, Revelation chapter 21.
第十节到十一节。
Verses 10 to 11.
我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。城中有神的荣耀，神的光辉，如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉跌入水晶。
Verse 10. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain.And show me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Having the glory of God, her light was like the most precious stone, like jasper stone, clear as crystal.
十八到二十一节。
Verses
18
to 21.
墙是碧玉造的，城是金金的，如同明镜的玻璃。城墙的根基是用各样的宝石修饰的。第一根基是碧玉，第二是蓝宝石，第三是绿玛瑙，第四是绿宝石，第五是红玛瑙，第六是红宝石，第七是黄碧玺，第八是水苍玉，第九是红碧玺，第十是翡翠，第十一是紫玛瑙，第十二是紫金。十二个门是十二颗珍珠，每门是一颗珍珠。城内的街道是金金，好像淋透的玻璃。
Verse 18, the construction of its wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundation of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenthCrystal praise, the 11th jacinth, the 12th amethyst, the 12th gate were 12 pearls, each individual gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass.
我们昨天下午开始讲到
Yesterday afternoon, in the beginning, I spoke of this.
似乎从圣经里面我们可以看见作为一个基督徒有两个最基本的追求。
And we said that there is two basic pursuit of a Christian.
我想这是每一个作为基督徒都应该注意的。
This is something that every Christian should pay attention to.
那么第一个呢，就是要追求认识神永远的旨意。
The first one is to pursue after the eternal will of God.
那么第二个，就是要追求一个能承受神永远旨意的性格。
And the second is to pursue after a character that can obtain the eternal will of God.
我们说过这两条呢是平行的线。
And we already talked about these two being parallel.
我们不仅要认识神永远的旨意。
Not only we need to know His eternal will.
我们需要有一种的性格能够承受神永远的旨意。
We also need to have a character so that we can contain this character.
那么要问说什么样的性格可以承受神永远的旨意呢？
Then we ask, what kind of character will be able to contain this will?
我记得我年轻刚刚蒙得救的时候。
I remember when I was young, when I was first saved.
我在教会里面听见弟兄们讲过很多教会历史上一些属灵的伟人。
And I remember our brother talk about the great people in the history of the church.
那么讲到他们怎样殷勤的追求主。
They talked about how zealous they were in pursuing the Lord.
他们怎样的温柔，他们怎样的奉献。
And how meek they were and how they offered themselves.
他们怎样的简单，怎样的节俭。
And how they were
and
they were very frugal and also they were very simple people.
那当然我们听见的时候，我们里面很受鼓舞。
And of course, when we heard this, we were very, very much encouraged.
我们心里面也羡慕，盼望能够按照这些教会历史上这些大汉伟人呢，他们的性格，我们也能够在从前来学习。
And we have such encouragement that we want to pursue after these characters that these great people has exhibited.
当然，按照我自己的本性来讲，我是远远赶不上这些人的。
Of course, according to my own nature, I could not be compared with them.
所以有的时候呢，只能变成了很欣赏他们的个性。
And sometimes it would just be an admiration.
我自己是做不到。
Because I could not do it.
那个时候我们在教会里也有弟兄们呢，这个要给我们一点点操练和学习。
And also, some brothers want to give us some practice and training.
因为年长的弟兄们说，一个基督徒的性格非常重要。
So, because the elder brother told us that the character of a Christian is very important.
所以因此呢，要操练我们的性格。
So therefore, we must practice and train our character.
所以那个时候呢，我们就开始大家来学习写这个操练表。
And we would have a schedule for the training.
那个人呢，自己来立自己的心愿。
And everyone will have their pledge.
比方说你写早晨你要几点钟起床。
And for example, you will say, I pledge to get up a certain hour in the morning.
哇，这年轻弟兄只能立心愿，早晨四点钟起床，写四点钟。
And some would be zealous and say that I will get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
早晨守晨更几点到几点。
And what time I would have the morning devotion.
然后呢，一天要这个顺服恩膏的教训几次。
And I have to obey the anointing of the Spirit how many times.
一天要传福音给几个人。
And each day how many persons that I need to preach the gospel to.
我那个年轻时候我也写过这些操练表。
And when I was young, I actually put myself on those charts.
那么开头啊，一天两天还做到。
Maybe in the beginning, the first one or two days, I accomplished.
不到一个礼拜啊，我就放弃了。
But before the week was up, I gave up.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
是的，我们的性格是需要经过一个改变的过程。
It is true that our character has to go through a transformation.
那么的确在圣经的历史教会历史中也出现过很多这个大的器皿属灵的伟人。
And truly, in the history of church, of the church, there were many great saints has come up.
但是到后来慢慢的我里面比较清楚。
And slowly, I have a clearer understanding.
不管这些人有多伟大。
No matter how great these persons are,
弟兄姊妹们，他们的性格还够不上能够在神的旨意上面来做建造的一个标准。
No matter how great they are, their character are still not good enough for God to build upon.
所以我们昨天讲到
，So yesterday we mentioned this.
只有基督的性格
，Only the character of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是神用来建造他旨意所需要的性格。
This is the his character is the only character that God can build upon.
在教会历史上的这些爱主的弟兄姊妹们
，In the history of the church, all these brothers and sisters who love the Lord,
他们所以能被神用
，And they were used by God.
因为他们身上具备基督的性格
，Because upon them there were the characters of Christ.
并不是说他们原来的本性，他们的性格。那么能好到一个地步，让神来使用他们。
It was not because of their natural nature or their natural character are so good that God can use them.
所以我们讲到从创世纪第一章里面，神就很清楚告诉我们。
So from the chapter one of Genesis, God told us very clearly.
神是按照他的形象，按照他的样式来造我们。
God created man in His own image and His likeness.
神乃是要求 所有他所造的人都具备有基督的性格。
God wanted every man that he created to have the character of Christ.
我们知道在整个人类历史中间只有耶稣基督完成神的旨意。
And we know in the history of man, only Jesus Christ have finished God's will.
所以因此呢只有基督的性格能够承接神永远的旨意。
So therefore, only the character of Christ can contain the purpose of God.
感谢主今天主把我们救赎回来。
We thank the Lord that he has saved us.
神在我们身上还有一个继续的一个荣耀的工作。
And we know that God has a continual work upon us.
就是要把基督的性格逐渐逐渐的能够组织在我们的身上。
And that is to formulate the character of Christ in each one of us slowly, slowly.
我们身上有基督的性格显出多少？
How much of the character of Christ that we can manifest?
神就能用这个性格来建造基督的教会。
That is how much God can build His church upon that.
所以这是很重要的一件事情。
And therefore, this is a very important thing.
所以到以后我慢慢比较能明白这些事情的时候呢。
So later on, when I can understand these things a little more.
因此呢，我就不太会再去羡慕那些人。
Then I stop admiring these people.
啊，因为呢，我做不到。
Because I could not do it.
你要叫我每天早晨四点钟就爬起来，我做不到。我实在讲，我做不到。
If you want me to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, I tell you honestly, I can't.
弟兄姊妹们，但是感谢主，主用他们。
But we thank the Lord, the Lord used them.
那么今天呢，我所应该注意的呢
？But today, what I want to pay attention to
是如何按照圣灵在我身上的工作，那么学习让基督的性格能够组织在我的里面。
And according to the work the Holy Spirit is doing on me, I allow the character of Christ to be formed in me.
根据我过去一点侍奉的经验
，And according to some experience that I have in serving the Lord.
实在不是很老练，一点点的经验。
And these are not very experienced, very. It is not very well trained experience. This is just simple example.
就是呢，我们能在我们的侍奉上唯一能做的。
In services, the only thing that we can do.
就是相信他。
Is to believe him.
依靠他
，to lean on him，
听他的话
，to listen to him，
顺服他
，and to obey。
除此之外呢
？Other than that，
我们神也什么也不能做。
We cannot do anything else。
我们也不应该做什么任何事。
And we should not do anything else。
因为我们这位伟大的神
，because this our God is so great，
他的能力是无限的。
His power is unlimited.
他的智慧也是无穷的。
And his wisdom is also unlimited.
在他定他自己的旨意的时候
，When he set his own will,
他的目的已经是完全。
His purpose is perfect.
他的计划也是完全的。
And his plan is perfect.
连他所要做的工
，And even the work that he was going to do，
以及他所要在这个工作上的所运用的技巧，就是他所给我们的恩赐。
And even the gifts that he was needed for this work.
这些都是全备。
These are all completed.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so、
我常常发现呢，我们不够认识神。
I often felt that we do not know God enough.
我们根本不知道我们的神有多伟大。
We do not know how great our God really is.
不知道他有多丰富。
We do not know how abundant he really is.
弟兄姊妹们，我们人真是微小的不得了。
Because man is so small.
啊，所以呢。神把一切都做成。
And God has already accomplished everything.
他今天在我们身上需要的是什么呢
？But what does He require of us today?
就是希望能把基督的性格呢，能坐在我们的里面。
He wanted to put the character of Christ on us.
改变我们。
To change us.
让我们能成为他旨意所要建造的那个材料。
So that we can become the material that was built upon for the purpose of God.
所以呢，我们知道，非基督的性格就不可能建造教会。
So we know, without the character of Christ, we cannot. It's impossible to build a church.
天然的性格，无论是好是坏，神都不用。
And a natural character, no matter it's good or bad, God cannot use.
什么时候这个天然的性格在教会中显出来，只会破坏神的工作。
Whenever this natural character comes out in the church, it can only do damage to the work of God.
所以昨天最后我们讲到， 这个天然的性格啊，在神的眼中看是不美丽。
So therefore, yesterday we also mentioned that the natural character is never beautiful before God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们现在希望主的话给我们有清楚的光。
So brothers, we wish that the word of the Lord will enlighten us.
所以作为一个基督徒，如果你觉得自己性格很好，你不要欣赏自己。
So as a Christian, if you felt that you have good character, please do not admire yourself.
我的确在教会中看见一些弟兄姊妹，他们很欣赏自己的个性。
And in the church, I really do see some brothers and sisters very much enjoy their own character.
这样说呢，我们不需要去羡慕别人的个性。
And we do not even need to admire other people's character.
有的时候呢，弟兄姊妹，我们在教会中，那么我们多多的赞扬一个人的个性，其实那就是天然的个性。
And very often we will praise a certain individual for his character, but those are natural characters.
那么甚至呢，如果不好的话呢，有时候我们看别人性格比我们好，我们就会嫉妒啊，会嫉妒别人。
Or sometimes we will have jealousy towards some other individual who has character seems to be better than mine.
所以我们现在明白。
But now you understand.
所有天然的个性在神的眼中都没有美丽。
All of the character that is natural.Is not beautiful before God.
神的眼中只有他的儿子基督的那个性格才是美丽。
In the eyes of God, only the character of His Son is beautiful.
所以我们要追求让基督的性格在我们身上能够被显明出来。
So we must pursue to have the character of Christ manifest upon our lives.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
当我们一得救的时候。
When we were saved.
神就把他的生命赐给我们。
He has given us His life.
我们晓得。这个生命就具备有神的形象在里面。
We know that this life already contains God's image.
那么为什么这个形象在我们的身上好像不够被人能看见
？But how come this image cannot be seen by others?
那么这个中间有一个重要的过程，就是我们的性格没有改变。
And in there is a process which is our character needs to be changed.
我们前面弟兄们告诉我们哈，这个形象呢。的内容就是那个性格和信息。
And our elder brother tell us that in this character, in the image, we find character and temperament.
所以呢，当我们里面的性格有所改变的时候
，So when our character is changed,
就怎么就基督的那个性情，基督的这个形象在我们的身上就能够成为一个外面弟兄姊妹们能够看见。
And then the character of Christ being manifested out of us, then other people were able to see the likeness.
所以这个 likeness 就是人家外面能看得见，就显出来。
And likeness is what is manifested to the outside, what other people can see.
所以神的生命在我们里面，神的这个性格已经在我们的里面，神的这个形象已经在我们里面。
So when God's life is upon us, His image is already in us.
所以呢，当你的性格开始转变的时候呢。这个外面的这个样式就会显明出来。
And when your character is being transformed, then the outward likeness will be changed.
我们晓得生命是隐性，生命是看不见。
We know that life is hidden.
但是性格呢是显性，是可以显出来的。
But character is manifested.
所以我基督徒属灵生命的成长呢，就显在这个性格的改变上。
So our growth of a Christian, it is manifested in our characters.
所以一个基督徒越多显出基督的性格，那个就是越属灵的。
So a Christian having more of the character of Christ, then more spiritual they are.
所以当这个性格显明出来的时候
，When this character is being manifested,
也显明了我们里面属灵生命的那个品质。
And this also shows the quality of the life within.
所以我们晓得这是很重要。
And so we know this is very important.
今天主把他的生命给了我们。
Today the Lord gave us His life.
那么这个生命要在我们里面有所发展的。
And this life needs to grow within us.
而且把基督的性格逐渐的开始在里面成长，能够代替我们原来败坏的性格。
So the character of Christ would continue to substitute ours and to substitute our corrupted self.
所以这个性格越显出来，生命就越成长。
And more of this character being manifested out, and the life is being grown more mature.
昨天我们也讲到了。
Yesterday we also mentioned.
神保留我们这个人的个格。
And God will keep our personality.
但是他却要改变我们的性格。
But He will change our character.
所以呢，神希望 那个新的生命的性格，那个取代我们原来旧生命的那个性格。
And he wants the old, old character to be replaced by the character of Christ.
我想这个呢，可能是我们从圣经里面可能领会出来的。
And these are things that we can understand from the Bible.
所以因此呢，弟兄姊妹们。
So therefore, brothers and sisters.
我们要很清楚，只有基督的性格才能建立基督的教会。
We must know that only the character of Christ can be built up as the church.
在旧约时代中啊。
In the Old Testament time.
当神建造会幕的时候。
When God built up the tabernacle.
昨天江弟兄给我们讲到，这个会幕很重要。
Yesterday, Brother Kong mentioned to us that this tabernacle is very important.
我们看见这个会幕啊，不仅神给他一个样式。
We see that this tabernacle, not only God gave it a image.
会幕中的每一个器具啊，一个家具都有它的样式。
Every furniture inside the tabernacle has its own image.
神非常的注重这个山上的样式。
And God paid very much attention to the pattern on the mountain.
那我们知道这个是神在他永远旨意里面计划的一个美丽的蓝图。
And we know that this is a blueprint that is within the eternal purpose of God.
但是当摩西下山要建造会幕的时候呢
？But when Moses comes out of the mountain and wanted to start to build the tabernacle.
那么那个建造会幕的每一个材料它的性质，那么神也有所定位。
And each material that Moses is going to use to build the tabernacle, its own character has been set by God.
那么今天呢，我们在圣灵的这个光底下面。
And under the light of the Holy Spirit today.
我们可以领会这些材料的性质呢，都是说明了那个基督的性格。
And we understand that the character of the material is speaking of the character of Christ.
所以刚才我们读到这个出埃及记第二十五章。
And just then we read Exodus chapter 25.
那么神要求摩西下山的时候呢，要神的百姓大家来献礼物。
And God asked Moses to tell the people to give offerings.
当然，当初呢，他们所献的礼物是些外面物质的东西。
Of course, in that day when they were offering these materials are outward things.
但今天呢，我们看这有属灵的意义在里面。
But today when we look at it, there's spiritual meaning here.
那么神所要的礼物是什么呢
？What are these offering that God is asking?
那么神有指定的一些事物在这里。
And God wanted particular things.
这个对于我们今天在新约时代中的圣徒是重要的提醒。
This is a good reminder for us Christians in the New Testament.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为说你拿什么东西来给神，神都要。
Do not think that anything you bring to God, God will want.
啊，有的时候我们以为说呢，这个我们自己认为好的东西，我们拿来给神做礼物，神不一定要。
Do not think sometimes you have some good things and you want to bring it to God, then God might not necessarily want it.
神所要的礼物呢，是神指定。
What God wants, God appointed it already.
这不像我们人呢，如果今天人要送我们礼物的话呢
？And this is not like giving a gift to a friend.
我们总不大好告诉他说，哎，我要那个东西。
And it is not fitting for us to tell our friend, I want that thing.
我喜欢这个。
I like that one.
如果我是这样对你讲的话呢
？If I tell you something like that,
可能你就不高兴。
Maybe you will not like it.
你是送礼物是我的自由，对不对
？You say that to give a gift, it is my freedom.
怎么你来要求我把买什么东西当礼物送给你呢
？How can you demand particular item to be a gift for you？
但神不一样。
But this is different with God.
神要的礼物呢
？The gift that God wants.
弟兄姊妹们，因为我们知道这里面有属灵的含义。
Brothers and sisters, because we know that there's spiritual meaning here.
因为这些东西呢，都是具备那个基督的意义在里面。
Because these things contain the meaning of Christ within.
也就是说，我们神所要的礼物。
And that is to say, the gift that God wants.
就是必须具备基督的性格。
It must contain the character of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个很重要。
Francis, this is most important.
今天呢，如果我们要献给神。
Because today, when we want to offer anything to God.
如果我们献的不是出于基督的。
If we offer something that is not of Christ.
神根本不会要。
God would not even want it.
所以呢，这里呢，我们看见这些礼物，它都。有它属灵上的意义。
So here we see all these gifts have a spiritual meaning.
因为这些东西呢，每样东西都有它的特性。
Because these things all have their own special character.
这些特性今天我们可以领会，就是基督的性格。
And these special character we can understand today, it is the character of Christ.
我简单的、很快的把它说一下。
And I'll simply give you the meaning of these.
比如说，这里神要他们把金子送来。
And God wanted to give them gold.
当然，我们知道这个金子呢，一般来讲都代表神性。
And of course, you know that gold represents the nature of God.
代表基督里面那个永远的荣耀。
And it represents the eternal glory that is in Christ.
那么银子呢？
How about silver?
银子呢，代表救赎的一个价值。
And this is talking about the word of our salvation.
说明我们的基督做挽回祭，他永远挽回，他的性格是挽回人的。
And he became the burnt offering to redeem men.
像铜。
How about brass?
它有审判的一个性格。
It has the nature of judgment.
因为我们的主就是光。
Because our Lord is the light.
他无论到哪里，这个光就显出来。
No matter where he goes, this light shines forth.
那么这个蓝色线。
And then the blue threads.
代表属天的性质。
And speaking of the heavenly nature.
这个紫色线。
Purple threads.
代表着这个君王的一种的尊贵，一种尊荣。
This is talking about the royalty of the king.
那个朱红色的线。
And the scarlet threads.
那么这个表示他舍命流血。
And this is also talking about him giving his life to shed
blood. 讲到基督那个牺牲的性格。
And speaking of the character of him denying himself.
那么还有细麻。
And also fine linen.
那么讲到基督那个为人的那个清洁。
And speaking about the cleanliness of his life.
讲到他的细致和温柔。
And talking about his meekness and his gentleness.
讲到他里面的冷静，他的安息。
And speaking about his peace and his peaceful.
所以也有人讲说呢，这四种线。
And someone also said these four threads.
正好呢，也是代表着这个新约的四福音。
And it also represents the four gospels in the New Testament.
这个蓝色线就是约翰福音。
And the blue thread is talking about the gospel according to John.
这个紫色线就是马太福音。
And the purple thread is talking about gospel according to Matthew.
这个朱红色线就是马可福音。
And the scarlet thread is talking about the gospel according to Mark.
这个细麻就是路加福音。
And fine linen is talking about the gospel according to Luke.
昨天晚上我们弟兄讲到说呢，这个四活物有四个脸面，也代表着四福音书。
And last night, our brother also fellowship with us, saying that the four living creature has four faces.
这里有四条线，那么也说明这四福音。
And but here, there's four threads, also talking about the four gospels.
总是讲到基督的一种性格。
Because it is talking about the character of Christ.
那么这里还有山羊毛。
And here we also have the goat's hair.
讲到它的耐用和简朴。
And speaking about its longevity and the simplicity of it.
那么，因为在圣经中有人讲说这个预言讲到先知的职分。
And someone also talked about this talk speaks of the office of the prophets.
染红的公羊皮。
And also the ram skin.
讲到祭司的职分，保护和挽回。
And the ram skin dyed red, talking about the high priest and its the protection and the salvation.
那么海狗皮。
And the badger skin.
我们知道这个会幕最上面是海狗皮。
We know that on top of the tabernacle they have the badger skin.
这个海狗皮呢看起来不好看，黑黑的不好看。
And the badger skin does not look good on the outside.
那么，但是它能够耐得起这个旷野的风沙。
But it can stand the sand and the storm in the wilderness.
也讲到基督的一种受苦的个性。
And also speak about Christ's character of suffering.
经得起环境的打击和考验。
And it can take the circumstance given the trial and test.
那么还有皂荚木。
And also the acacia wood.
我们知道这个皂荚木这种木头啊，在以色列地是很普遍的木头。
And we know that in the Holy Lands, the acacia wood is very common.
但是这个木头呢，非常的坚硬。
But this wood is very, very hard.
因为它在旷野里面生长。
Because it grows in the wilderness.
它很少水分。
So therefore it has very little moisture.
它为了要保存这个水分。
For in order for it to keep the moisture.
所以这个木头的那个木质啊，变得非常的细致。
And so therefore the wood is became very, very dense.
这个木头啊，你拿起来的时候， 很重，很像石头石头一样。
When you lift up a wood, you would it's heavy like stone.
因为它很坚硬。
Because it is very hard.
它能够有一种抗压的一种本质。
And it can withstand high pressure.
所以你看在圣经中啊，这个出埃及记讲到这个会幕的那48块的竖板呢，就是用皂荚木做的。
And so you see in the tabernacle, the 48 plank is made of the acacia wood.
因为它能够抗压。
Because it can withstand the pressure.
我们知道那个整个会幕的上面这么多层都很重啊。
And we know that on top of the tabernacle, there's many layers and it's very heavy.
然后环境又有风沙，所以他们能够把这个东西撑住。那么因为他们有一种的性质，可以。
And because it has the character that can stand the pressure and also stand all the circumstances in the wilderness.
所以也有弟兄们解释，这个皂荚木就代表着基督那个不能朽坏的人性。
And someone also says that this acacia would represent the incorruptible life of our Lord Jesus.
那么这里讲到膏油，讲到香料。
And here we're talking about oil and talking about the spices.
还讲到这些宝石。
And also the precious stones.
弟兄姊妹们，我们就看见了，当神要建造这个会幕的时候。
So we see when God is building up this tabernacle.
不仅那个外面的样式是很重要。
Not only on the outside, the pattern is very important.
就是建造会幕的这些材料也是非常重要。
Even the material that was used to build the tabernacle was important.
它每一个材料所代表的性质都代表基督的某一方面的性格。
And each material it represents a certain character of the character of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们看见旧约的会幕，那么说明了。会幕的建造必须按照神所使用的材料。
And we see that the tabernacle's building up is according to God's pattern as well as material.
所以同样，今天教会的建造必须用基督的性格来建造。
So therefore, today when the church is being built up, it needs to have the character of Christ.
我们看到了那个启示录末了的时候。
And we see that at the end in the book of Revelation.
这个耶路撒冷呢，这个从天而降。
And New Jerusalem would come from heaven.
那里呢，约翰也给我们提到了很多这个建造这座城的那个材料。
John also mentioned to us many materials that was used to build up the city.
还有金金。
There's pure gold.
有宝石。
And have precious stones.
有珍珠。
And have pearls.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道这些东西都讲到了。是基督的一种性格。
And these things all point to the character of Christ.
那里的金金呢，是透明的。
There, the pure gold, it is like clear glass.
我想我们从来没有看见过一个透明的金子。
I don't think anybody has seen gold that is pure like glass.
当然，我们知道这是一种的描述。
Of course, we know this is only a description.
是讲到我们主的一种性格。
It's talking about a particular character of our Lord.
那么讲到宝石。
And we talk about the precious stone.
因为这里宝石是很美丽的。
Precious stone are beautiful.
非常的高贵。
And they are also very honorable.
所以神建造他的教会。
So when God built up his church.
神所使用的材料都是非常的美丽，非常的宝贵。
The material that he used is also very precious and also very honorable.
我们都知道这个宝石是怎么来的呢？
We all know where the precious stone come from.
我记得从前在学校读书的时候。
I remember when I was studying in the universities.
我们读到一个这个这个关于材料方面的这一课。
And we study about materials.
那么我们的老师就说了
Then our teacher told us
他说呢现在这个钻石啊
The diamonds that you find today
它是因为经过了那个高压和高温、啊、
It is because it went through the great pressure and great temperature
那么它从一个石磨就是一个像木炭一样的东西它改变变成
From a graphite form, it was gradually changed.
所以呢，人也试着做这个钻石。
And so therefore, man tried to imitate the diamond.
所以他们也可以用这个人工的方式，用高压高温的方式，也可以制造出一个钻石。
And using artificial methods, they can create a diamond also.
当然，这个人造的钻石总是赶不上那个原始的好。
And of course, the man-made diamond is not as good as the natural diamond.
而且那个人造的只能很小颗啊，不能很大颗。
And what man can make is only very small.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道这个宝石是经过高温和高压所产生出来的。
So we know that these precious stones has gone through great heat and also great pressure.
啊，也说明今天呢，神要把基督的性格组织在我们的里面，让我们呢也能够像宝石一样。
And this speaks of when God wants to put the character of Christ upon us, it is like a precious stone.
这也就是神为什么今天让我们的教会的侍奉中、生活里面经历许多的艰难。
And this is the same reason why we experience so much difficulty in our service in the church and in our daily life.
因为神有一个心意。
Because God has a will.
就是要把基督的性格组织在我们这里面。
Because He wants to form the character of Christ in us.
那么保罗也讲到。
Paul also mentioned this.
他说有的人的工程是金银宝石。
Some people's work is like gold, silver, and precious stone.
那么有的呢是草木和秸。
And other are wood, hay, and stubble.
那么我们知道今天这个宝石所以宝贵，就因为很少。
Today we know that the precious stones are precious because it's very few.
的确，今天在地上的教会里面，我们看见的金银宝石不多啊。
And truly, in the church today on earth, we do not find much precious.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主的心是要把我们变成宝石。
The heart of the Lord wants to change us into precious stones.
所以，这是今天我们在地上属灵生命所有一些的经历。
And so this is our experience, our spiritual experience on earth today.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
到最后我们看见那座美丽的新耶路撒冷从天而降的时候，
at the end, when we see the beautiful city of Jerusalem coming down from heaven,
那是我们的神在历世历代借着十字架的工作坐在众圣徒身上，最后所产生出来的那一个结果。
That is the result of all the work that God has done in all of His saints and combined together. That is the fruit.
我想我们这样读就很清楚。
If we read like this, it will be very clear.
神对他所要得住的教会的意念，那比我们的意念不知道要高的多少。
What He wants to obtain in the church, it is that thought is much higher than our thoughts.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要以为说今天按照我们的性格，按照我们自己的本身的能力，我们就可以建造教会。
So brothers and sisters, please do not think that by your own power, by your own will, you can accomplish what God wants to do.
神只有用基督的性格来建立基督的教会。
God can only use the character of Christ to build up His own church.
所以这个是今天我想我们应当有的一个认识。
I think this is some knowledge that we should have today.
所以保罗在以弗所书第四章告诉我们。
So Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 4.
当他提到整个教会建立的时候，
when he mentioned about the church being built up,
他这里首先呢不是一下就讲到恩赐和功用的问题。
He did not first talk about the gifts and the functions.
他首先在这里讲到了好像有一些基督的美德。
And he's first talking about some virtue of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，其实这些呢我们可以把它领会，就是基督的性格。
But brothers and sisters, we can understand that each virtue is the character of Christ.
啊，我们知道今天教会在地上一个很重要的一个目的，就是要能够达到合一。
And we know that brothers and sisters today on earth, one very important goal is to achieve the oneness.
那么怎么样教会才能合一呢？
How can the church be one?
弟兄姊妹，很简单。
Brothers and sisters, this is simple.
就是我们有了基督的性格，就合一了。
If we all have the character of Christ.We are one.
这里讲到要我们谦卑。
Here it talks about for us to be humble.
我们要降卑自己。
We must lower ourselves.
我们需要温柔。
We need to be meek.
我们需要柔软。
We need to be soft.
我们要忍耐。
We need to be patient.
我们要抵抗多的压力。
And we need to suffer the pressure.
我们要爱。
We need to love.
我们要能够宽容。
We need to be able to forgive.
我们要和平。
We need peace.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这些呢？不是指的一些人的一些的道德说的。
Brother and sister, we're not talking about the virtue of man.
圣经新约圣经所有的美德都是指的基督的性格说的。
All of the character, all of the virtue that the Bible talks about, it is talking about the character of Christ.
所以我们看见今天在地上的教会。
So today we see in the church.
当我们提到教会合一的问题的时候。
When we talk about the oneness and and how to achieve that.
第二次我们不能忽略一个性格的问题。
We cannot look away from the problem of the character.
这个性格呢，成了合一和分裂的一个很重要的原因。
And the character became the main source of why we split or why we have oneness.
这不仅是我们的观念上面有许多时候不一样。
Not only our concept sometimes is different.
弟兄姊妹们，很多的分裂都是因为性格的关系。
And many separation is caused by our own character.
很多的合一的困难都是因为性格的问题。
And the difficulties in being one, it is because of our character.
所以我们假使有了基督的性格的话呢
？So therefore, if we have the character of Christ,
那么它自然的能够进入合一。
Then naturally, it will be one.
弟兄姊妹们，不仅我们在认识上面，认识神儿子丰满的认识上需要达到合一。
Not only we need to achieve the oneness in the knowledge of the Son.
我想我们可能都有这样亲眼看见，或者从教会历史看见，有很多的那种分裂都是因为这个人的天然个性出来的。
And maybe brother and sister, you realize also, reading the history of the church, you realize a lot of separation came out because of the character, natural character of men.
如果是基督的性格，就不可能造成这样的分裂。
And if it was the character of Christ, it would not do the separation.
所以这是很重要的一件事情。
So this is a very important thing.
但是我们从圣经中还看见一件事。
But from the Bible, we also see another thing.
这个性格好像是我们个人追求的。
And this character seems to be a pursuit of an individual.
但是它的功用呢，是写在团体里面。
But the function of it is manifested in the corporate.
当我们读旧约圣经的时候啊
，When we read the Old Testament，
我们发现这个神拣选雅各。
When God chose Jacob，
那么雅各有十二个儿子。
And Jacob had 12 sons.
那么雅各死的时候，就为这十二个儿子祝福。
And when Jacob was about to die, he blessed his own children.
在那里我们看见了雅各提到了每一个儿子有不同的一个特性。
And there we see each one of his children has a different character.
所以十二个儿子有十二种不同的性格。
And 12 sons have 12 different characters.
那么以后我们看见了变成十二个支派。
And later on we see that it became 12 tribes.
那么它有一种的发展的一种程序。
And it has a growth pattern.
那么这十二种性格呢？那它有一些不同的一些发展。
And these 12 characters has the 12 different growth patterns.
那么这也说明了神在他的这个工作上面呢，神喜欢一个多样性。
And this speaks of the variety that God desires.
神要我们在这个多样不同的光景中啊，能够合一。
God wants us to have the oneness within different varieties.
其实，在新约时代中啊，基督的身体啊，这实在是一个很大的奥秘。
And truly, in the New Testament, the body of Christ is a great mystery.
一般来讲，我是不太容易懂。
And normally speaking, we do not understand it.
今天人对于这个所产生的误解也很多。
And also, we have many misunderstanding of it.
啊，不管我们能领会多少。
No matter how much we could understand.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们只要有基督的性格
，if we only have the character of Christ，
我们走向合一就成为可能。
Then it is possible for us to walk toward oneness.
因为基督是不能分的。
Because Christ cannot be separated.
所以在基督的身体上面。
So therefore, on the body of Christ.
也没有哪一个人能够大到一个地步，把基督全部的性格都包容了。
There is no one person that is so great that he can contain all of the character of Christ.
我们只要我们有一点基督的性格，他也有一点基督的性格。
When I have a little bit of the character of Christ and he has a little bit of the character of Christ.
那么神把我放在一起的时候呢
？Then when God put us together.
弟兄姊妹们，这些性格就自然能够合在一起。
And these characters can naturally be together.
有一件事情很有趣的。
One thing is very interesting.
那么我们读旧约圣经的时候啊
，When you read the Old Testament.
特别在民数记里面
，Especially in the Numbers.
我们看见以色列百姓无论是安营也好，行军也好。
And no matter whether they are setting camp or they are starting to walk.
他们有东西南北四个方向，有四组不同的这个扎营。
And they have set camp in four separate directions.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，当你读的时候，你有没有注意到
？My sister, I do not know. Do you pay attention to when you read?
那么神把三个支派摆在一起，每三个支派摆在一起。
God would put three tribes together in one direction.
那么这三个支派呢？它不是按照它那个长幼次序。
And these three tribes are not according to the old the
order.
It's not according to the order of their age.
那么我们比方说他在东边有犹大、西布伦、以撒加支派。
And for example, on the east side, it would have Hebron, Judah, and And on the south, we have Reuben, and we have Seth and Simeon. And Gad. And on the south, you have Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh.
然后在北边呢，有但支派，有亚瑟支派，有拿弗他利支派。
And on the north, you have Asher, Dan, and also Naphtali.
我，这是我自己的领会啊。
This is my understanding.
我觉得神为什么要这样安排吧？
Why did God arrange the tribes to be like that?
到底有没有什么意义在里面？
Is there any meaning to that?
那么后来呢，我把这个雅各还有摩西呢，论到这个以色列十二个支派的这些个性呢，稍微把它这个看一看。
And so I went and studied a little bit on what Moses said about the tribe, as well as what Jacob said about the nature of the sons.
似乎啊，就是似乎可能有这么一点意思。
Maybe, just maybe, there is a meaning like this.
这个就是按照他们的性格呢。那么把它配搭在一起。
According to their nature, God put them together.
所以因此呢，我个人领会，在教会里面呢，弟兄姊妹，我们这个所有属灵的性格也有团体的一个运用。
And so therefore, in the church, our character of Christ, also have the function in the corporate.
因为神要他的教会是一个合一的教会。
Because God wants a church that is in oneness.
所以有很多时候在侍奉上配搭也是这样，神把我配搭在一起，有的时候，哎。你有基督的这一面性格，我有基督这一面的性格，我们两个配在一起刚刚好。
And so therefore, when we are serving together in the church, and God would put two persons together, one have a little bit of Christ, of Christ's character, and the other has the opposite, and then they would put together and it would function perfectly.
啊，不过呢，这个只是给大家一点参考哈。
And this is just for your own edification.
并不一定是正统的解经。
Maybe this is not the right interpretation.
那么我们看见当主耶稣在马太福音第五章讲到天国的时候啊。
And when the Lord Jesus spoke about the kingdom of heaven in book of Matthew.
很多读经能告诉我们说，那个八福就是讲到八种性格。
And many Bible scholars tell us that this eight beatitude is the eight.Talking about the character of Christ.
所以呢，这也可以讲到天国呢，乃是以基督的性格做内容和标准的。
And so we can conclude that the kingdom of heaven is using the character of Christ to be the standard.
啊，那么圣经告诉我们说要努力进天国。
And the Bible also tells us we need to enter the kingdom of heaven with striving.
我们怎么叫做努力进天国呢？
How do you strive to enter the kingdom?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
就是我们追求这个国度的性质。
We must pursue after the character of in the kingdom.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我们看见在神的旨意上面
，In the will of God，
他是要建立教会
，He wants to build up the church。
但是呢，他要用基督的性格来建立基督的教会。
But he wants to use the character of Christ to build his church。
所以我们不具备基督的性格
，So if we do not have the character of Christ，
教会就很难建立
，Then the church cannot be built。
我想。在圣经里面，那么我们可以读出来这些的意义。
And in the Bible, we can see these meaning in it.
所以我们盼望主给我们灵里深处有种的爱慕。
And we wish that the Lord would give us a longing in our hearts.
我们不必去羡慕别人。
That we do not need to admire other people.
你也不必把教会历史上的一个什么大人物的。当作你的目标来追求，不需要。
And do not set for yourself the goal of a particular person in history.
他们的经历可以激励我。
Their experience can encourage us.
但是呢，我们要注意圣灵今天在我们里面的工作。
But we need to pay attention what the Holy Spirit is doing within you.
我们要有一个顺服的心。
We must have a heart of obedience.
容让圣灵借着十字架改变我们里面的性格。
Allow the Holy Spirit to change us from within with the cross.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们看见神所救赎的人这么多。
We saw that the Lord has saved so many people.
每一个人跟每一个人都不一样。
Each one is different than the other.
但是你要按照主今天给你的恩典活在主面前就好了。
But according to God's grace that was given to you, you live before the Lord.
将来我们每一个弟兄姊妹都是这个新耶路撒冷建造的其中的一份。
And each one of us will be a part of the New Jerusalem that was built, being built.
神按照他在你身上所建立基督的性格建造他自己的子民。
And according to the character that He's putting in you, it will be built into this city.
我想这个呢是今天下午呢我在这里和弟兄姊妹有的一种交通。
And this is the fellowship I will have with you this afternoon.
那论到性格的问题。
But concerning the problem with the character.
我先自己做一点简单的见证。
I'll give you a simple testimony here.
我自己的天性上面来讲啊，是一个很拘谨，也是一个很害羞的一个个性。
I have a character of being I'm conservative and also I am very shy.
那个意思就是说呢，我最怕见，怕碰见生人。
And that is to say, I'm very afraid of meeting strangers.
尤其怕站在众人的跟前。
Especially, I'm afraid to stand before people.
我刚刚蒙恩得救的时候啊
But when I was first saved,
哎呀这个我听到我很喜欢的
I really delight in listening to messages
但是要我站在众人面前起来讲话哎呀怕得不得了
But if you want me to stand before people to speak I was desperately afraid
所以我 有我性格上的一个难处
So this is a character flaw of mine
但是我也没有想到后来主外邦拉出来不是主
And I didn't think that the Lord would pull me out to serve him.
就是经常都要站在众人的跟前。
And very often I need to stand before people.
一直到今天。
Until today.
我碰见不认识的人，不要说不认识，不认识的弟兄姊妹，我这个里面还是这个不自然。
And even until today, not even talking about strangers, but brothers and sisters that I do not know, I will feel very uncomfortable.
所以我有这么一个个性呢，我就说不是主啊，真的是很难。
And because I have this character, I felt that it's very difficult for me to serve.
但是经过这么多年过来了，主也是在我身上做一点改变的工作。
And after so many years, the Lord did some changing work on me.
虽然现实上今天我站在弟兄姊妹面前，大家看起来。好像还蛮自然的，对不对？
Today when I stand before you, you think that I feel very natural.
但是你不晓得我里面的心还是很揪住。
You do not know my heart is in a tight grip.
所以我记得我十几岁的时候，有一次啊，一个聚会里面被弟兄们指明要站起来交通。
And when I was in my teens, one time the elder brothers tell me that I need to stand up and speak.
我一站起来，大开眼睛一看着我呢。我这个脑筋就空白了。
When I stood up, when all the eyes are on me, my mind went blank.
我不知道要讲什么。
I do not know what I was supposed to speak about.
我这两个手也不知道往哪里放。
I do not know where to put my hands.
那天也不知道讲了什么，就下来。
I do not know what I spoke about when I came down.
所以后来一个姊妹跟我讲，她说啊，孙弟兄，你刚站上来，为什么一直捏你的纽扣干什么？
Sir asked me, why are you when you're standing there, you keep playing with your button?
我说我有吗？我有吗？
你是哪里来的？
他说对啊，你一直在那里面扭扣，对对对对对。
And she said, yes, you actually did that. You just keep playing with your button.
哎呀，你不知道早起来站在人面前说话，真是痛苦得不得了。
And it is truly a painful thing for me to stand before people.
但是我们昨天讲过。
But yesterday we talked.
人的性格是可以塑造。
The character of man can be formed.
所以慢慢的，主也给我恩典。
And slowly the Lord also gave me grace.
所以我今天能够站在弟兄姊妹们中间，能有一点的交通，我实在满心感谢我的主。
And today I can stand before brothers and sisters to have a little bit of fellowship. I really thank my Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这不是我的天性。
Because this is not my nature.
这是主在我身上的恩典。
This is the grace of the Lord upon me.
谢谢主，把他的性格组织一点在我们身上，让我们能服侍他。
We really thank the Lord that He gives us this character that we can serve Him.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹都有很美好的见证。
I believe many brothers and sisters have very good testimonies.
我们下面呢一点开放的时间，好吧？
And now we'll have some time open to run.
如果弟兄姊妹你里面受感动，愿意起来做一点见证，希望你就三五分钟，好吧，做一个简短的见证就好。
And if you are moved by the Lord, you can come up and give a testimony, but only limit to 3 to 5 minutes.
我想我们希望能多有两三位弟兄姊妹能交通。
And we would hope that a few brothers and sisters would come up and share.
好，现在开始，有没有哪一个？
And we'll start out with some of
the 瑞恩弟兄。
耶稣喂饱了这5,500。
The Lord has fed 5,000 with 2 fishes and 5 loaves.
剩下的零碎就收集起来。
And whatever that's left over was gathered together.
我呢，有一个女人拿了一瓶极贵的香膏，倒在别人头上，说门徒就在那里，说何一样宝贵呢
？And when a woman has broken alabaster oil over the Lord, and the disciple says, "Why are you wasting this?"
我的天性里面有一种，我不太欣，不是很欣赏，不过觉得还蛮宝贵的。
In my natural character, I have something that I treasure very much.
就是节俭。
And I'm very frugal.
不过呢，别人看我可能是小气。
Other people might think that I'm cheap.
所以有时候在家里啊，到了这个anniversary 的时候。
So sometime when I'm at home when anniversary come around.
买一束玫瑰花，一下子凋谢。
If you buy a dozen roses, very shortly it will die.
我就这样想，买一些那个盆栽，那个兰花，每年可以开。
And so I thought of buying some orchids that will bloom every year.
我这个节省，有时候带给家就是家徒四壁，什么都没有。
And maybe my frugalness has brought my family poor condition.
就是没有什么 decoration.
And we do not have a lot of decoration.
我进入侍奉就稍微有点经历。
But when I enter service, I have a little bit of experience.
像我们刚盖完会所。
We just finished building the church
building.
And this frugal nature could not build the outward meeting hall.
有时候因为节省啊，弟兄姊妹如果提出那些好像要花钱呢，我就好像里面就反对。
Whenever the brother and sister suggest something that will cost money, I will object.
有时候我讲过话会伤到弟兄姊妹，就不问了。
And I will say something to hurt other brother and sister, and I will broken the oneness.
我记得有一次说，弟兄们呐，我们当着个儿，我们站在地上。
And I remember one time I tell our brothers that we need to be down to earth.
所以在开会所里面呢，主好像光照了很多。
And through the building of the building, the Lord has taught me much.
我们刚过了一两个星期前。
And only a few weeks ago.
弟兄们说要盖弄一个会堂。
And the brother suggested they want to build a place.
砍两棵小树500块。砍两棵小树要500块。
In order to take out the 2 trees, it costs $500.
砍两棵小树太简单了，我来。
I told brother suggested to pick out 2 small trees. It's very simple. I'll do it myself.
我跟弟兄承认，我常常应该这样耽误了整个聚会的这个往前去的行动。
And because of my character, I have hinder the church to move forward.
不会造成了我我那天去砍完之后，全身累得不得了。
And then when I actually went and cut down those trees, I was so tired.
一直跟狐狸兄讲，这个找人做，找别人做好一点。
And then I said that yeah, it is better for other people to do.
我想弟兄，我们常常推荐弟兄给我们一些勉励。
And we often hear other brothers give us some encouragement.
不能用我自己在家里的那个态度或是经营的方式拿到教会里面去。
We cannot use our own method of operation in the house to bring it to the church.
但愿基督的性格能够指示到我里面。
And may the character of Christ can really be formed in me.
能够大方。
So that I can be more generous.
好，还有吗？
Is there any more?
我时间有限啊，希望大家快点读啊。
We only have limited time.
弟兄是我的好朋友啊。
That brother is my old good friend.
我还不送那个篮筐，我是送家里的电器。
I don't even get orchids, but I get appliances.
电器更实用
了。Appliances even more practical.
我当天也学到了不能送电器。
I also learned that you cannot do that.
我个性方面也真的，因为背景的关系，常常希望就说。在服也带进教会一些服事里面，都觉得好像服事里面希望要有很实际、很实用的东西。
And because of my background, I also wanted to in my service to bring in many practical things.
我想大概在八年前的时候，去年有负担服事教会的青少年组。
And about 8 years ago, I have some burden to serve the young people.
那真的心里面在主面前祷告了一年，然后。准备了可以去服侍青少年组。
And I prayed before the Lord for almost a year, and I was ready to go serve the young people.
我自己都在主面前想好第一年要跟他们分享什么讯息。
And I already decided in my head the first year what I need to share with them.
那第一天，那就也想好一年，就说十二个月每个礼拜讲什么讲什么。
And I already planned out in the 12 months each week what I should share with them.
因为我总觉得这样准备好的话，神就可以祝福。
And I always felt that if I prepare like this, then God will bless.
我永远记得那第一堂跟他们分享的时候。
I will always remember that first session when I share with them.
在我们教会可能比较知道，在七八年前的时候，在那青少年那一组里头。有四位男生跟四位女生。
And maybe if you know our fellowship, you will know eight or nine years ago, we have 4 sisters and 4 brothers in the young people's group.
他们是一起长大的。
They all grew up together.
那四个男生非常的皮。
And that 4 brothers were very naughty.
那四个女生是非常非常酷。
4 sisters were very very cool.
他们那四女生谁都可以助理，就这四个人走进走出，走进走出。
And four of them will walk out, walk in together, and they don't care about anyone else.
那四个男生吗？从来都没有办法坐在那边的。
And those 4 boys, they could not sit there still.
我儿子也是其中的一个。
My son is one of them.
所以第一堂当我准备得很好要跟他们分享的时候
And on the first message I want to share with them
我发现一点用处都没有
I realized it's not useful at all
但那四个女生都很酷的时候他们还可以开始纠正我的英文
And those 4 sisters because they are so cool they can start to correct my English
那四个男生因为根本坐不住
And that 4 boys because they could not sit still
我刚刚分享的讲5分钟会被打断5分钟。
I would speak for 5 minutes and then I was interrupted for another 5.
就真的有时候想到，我们有心要去服侍主。
And sometimes we thought, I thought when we have the desire to serve the Lord.
我们准备了很多。
We have prepared much.
神根本不看这些。
But God did not look at it.
神看的是我们到底愿意神在青少年里面做什么。
And the Lord looks at what are we willing for the Lord to do among the young people.
那是对我在服事里面学习的很大的一个功课。
And this is a great lesson for me to learn in our service, in my service.
因为在青少年里面，你觉得他们是小孩子，是说做父母的很简单，就是我们要给小孩子什么东西。
And because we look at them as little children, so as a parent, I want to know what I want to give them.
所以说我准备了，我也跟大家神面前祷告了，我希望神与我同工。
And so when I pray about this and we prepare what I want to give to them, I want God to work with me.
我感谢主在真的在八年服事下来，我慢慢摸到了怎么与神同工。
But after 8 years, I slowly learned how to work with God.
我记得有一次最清楚的一次，真的在神面前一直祷告那讯息，祷告了好久，那天早上也不吃早饭。也准备去，因为我知道我要面对的是一个很四个女生跟那四个男生，我就求神给我话。
I remember one morning I was sitting before the Lord. I prayed for a long time. I did not even eat breakfast because I need to face these 4 cool girls and these 4 boys.
我还是准备了，我发现那天早上进教室的时候，圣灵给我不同的感动。
I have prepared myself, but when I went into the classroom, the Holy Spirit gave me a different motivation, anointing.
那天很奇妙的，我完全没有按照我准备的跟他们分享。
So that day, I did not share with them according to what I had planned.
跟他们分享的结果，那四个男生第一次坐那边听完。
The result was this four boys finished listening to the entire message.
那四个女生从头到尾眼睛看着我。
And that four girls looked at me the whole time when I was speaking.
我感谢主。我那时候真的学到怎么与神同工。
And at that time, I really learned how to work with God.
我想就借这个见证跟弟兄姊妹一起分享。
And I'll share with you this.
好，还有点时间哈，有没有哪位弟兄姊妹
？We still have some time, so.
各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我一直在想，这两天的见证都是弟兄在见证的。
These two days, only the brothers came up with the testimony.
我相信我们姐妹在主里也有许多的学习。
I believe a sister has many learnings before the Lord.
可能姐妹都比较怕羞。
Maybe sisters are more shy.
我愿意在这里有一点点的分享。
And I want to have some fellowship with you.
我在教会里面并没有参加任何的事工。
I did not, I'm not involved in any service in the church.
可是圣经上神告诉我们。
But in the Bible, the God told us.
信神所差来的独生子主耶稣基督就是做神的工。
To believe the Son of God who is sent by the Father, it is doing His work.
所以神一直在我的身上来预备我。
And God has prepared me, continue to give me preparation.
我相信有一天我在他的手中会成为一个可用的器。
And I believe one day he would make me a useful vessel before him.
请你们给我多一点点的时间分享。
Please give me a little more time to fellowship.
我在1997年信主。
I believe in the Lord in 1997.
当时是因为在传福音的时候有弟兄说的一句话。
And at that time, the brother was preaching the gospel and he spoke one sentence.
他说凡劳苦担重担的到我这里来就可以得安息。
Those who are heavy laden can come to me and you can receive rest.
当我听了那一句话的时候 我心里马上就决定我要信主了。
When I heard that phrase, I immediately decided I will believe the Lord.
因为我实在是有太多的重担。
Because I really have much burden.
我觉得我已经没有办法承受了。
And I felt that I can no longer bear them.
所以我当时就举手，接受主耶稣基督做我的救主。
So I lift my hand to decide I will receive the Lord as my Savior.
可是我并没有觉得我是一个罪人。
But I did not feel that I was a sinner.
之后我聚会。
And then after that, I go to meetings.
我祷告。
I also pray.
我读圣经。
I read the Bible.
我是一个不错的基督徒。
I'm a pretty good Christian.
可是我一直不觉得我是一个罪人。
But I continue not to feel that I am a sinner.
一直到两年前。
Until 2 years ago.
我搬到洛杉矶来。
I moved to Los Angeles.
我有多一点的时间在神的面前。
I have a little more time before God.
神就光照我。
Then God enlightened me.
我有几个例子可以举给你们听。
I can give you a few examples.
我的弟兄他有一个习惯我很不喜欢。
My husband has a habit that I do not like.
我一直跟他讲，可是他不肯改。
I continue to tell him, but he would not change it.
我就在想说，我怎么样可以改掉他这个毛病。
I continue to think, how can I change this topic?
既然我不能改的话，我就找别人来改。
Since I could not change him, I will ask someone else to change him.
我有一天我就跟他讲说，你儿子 觉得你这样做是不好的。
So one day I told him, your son felt that you do this and that is not good.
我用他的儿子来让他觉得羞耻。
I want to use his son to make him feel that feel ashamed.
我当时说了这个话以后，我没有什么感觉。
At that time when I said something like that, I did not feel much.
可是晚上当我睡在床上的时候。
But when I was in bed that night.
神就光照我。
God enlightened me.
让我看见我是一个什么样的人。
He showed me what kind of person I am.
我实在圣经上面说。人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极点。
And the Bible says that the heart of man is corrupted unto the utmost.
结果我就是这样的人。
And I am such a person.
我为了要改变我先生的习惯。
Because I want to change his bad habit.
我宁可借用我的儿子来伤害他。
And I want to use my son to hurt him.
当时我心里觉得很难过。
And at that time I felt very, very bad.
我跟主祷告。
So I pray to the Lord.
求主赦免我。
Ask the Lord to forgive me.
第二天早上起来以后，他上楼来。
The next morning when he came up to the room.
我们是每天早上一起祷告的。
We pray together every morning.
当我那天早上看到他的时候。
That morning when I saw him.
我的眼泪一直流下来。
My eyes could not stop the tears.
我马上跪在地上。
I kneel to the floor.
我跟他讲说，请你原谅我。
I ask him to forgive me.
我说了不诚实的话。
I told a lie.
然后。
And then.
神继续用环境，用人事物来光照我。
God continued to use the circumstance and people and things to enlighten me.
让我看见，我的的确确是一个罪人。
To let me see that truly I am a sinner.
在我的里面没有良善。
That in me there is no goodness.
因此我在神的面前呼求神。
So I cry out before the Lord.
求神救我。
Ask God to save me.
我是一个罪人。
I am a sinner.
而且我向神认罪。
And I confess before the Lord.
我告诉神说。
I told God.
你知道我当初接受你做我的救主。
You know that when I first received you as my Savior,
不是为了要跟随你,
it was not because I want to follow you,
乃是因为我要你来为我担重担,
it is because I want you to bear my burdens,
我只是要利用你,
I just want to use you,
你知道我是一个什么样的人,
you know what kind of person I am,
我是一个喜爱享乐的人,
I am a person who enjoy and delights,
我是一个贪淫好食的人,
I like food and drinks.
我不愿意跟你背十字架。
I do not want to bear the cross.
我也不要背十字架。
And I do not want the cross.
我把我的真实告诉神。
I told God my truth.
我让神来做他要做的工。
And I allow God to do the work that he wants to do.
有一次我跟我弟兄去散步。
And one time I was having a stroll with my husband.
有一对福音的朋友。有一对那个夫妻还没有信主的。
And there was a couple that had not believed in the Lord.
我很想跟他们传福音。
I wanted to preach the gospel to them.
他们每次在聊天的时候。
And every time when they were having conversations.
他的先生讲说，我什么都不多，我就是钱多。
And the husband said, I do not have a lot of things, but I have a lot of money.
他的太太讲话非常的骄傲，而且非常的粗俗。
And the wife talked in a very prideful tone.
她跟我讲说，我的女儿不吃中国的东西。
And she said that her daughter would not eat any Chinese food.
我的女儿不跟中国人在一起。
My daughter would not be friend with any Chinese.
当她讲这些话的时候，我心里就很不舒服。
When she say something like this, I felt very uncomfortable.
而且觉得很。厌恶。
And also, I have a dislike toward them.
因为我觉得说，怎么有这么粗俗的女人
？How can such a person be so rude？
因为我心里有这个念头在里面。
Because I have this feeling within me.
有一天在散步的时候，他们跟他女儿一起来。
And one day when we were having a stroll again, this couple and their daughter came along.
我看到他们以后，我就讲说，不吃中国东西，不讲中国话，你还是中国人。
So I said to her, even though you don't eat Chinese food, you don't have Chinese friends, but you still are Chinese.
我是对着我先生讲的。
I spoke to my husband.
可是我先生跟我讲，他女儿在我们后面。
So my husband told me, the daughter is right behind us.
我回头一看，真的他女儿在我们后面。
The daughter was right there.
我想说我完蛋了。虽然他也许不知道我是在讲他。
Although she might not know that I was talking about her.
因为我没有提名提姓。
Because I didn't mention who I was talking about.
可是我自己心里知道我是在讲他。
But I know within my heart I was talking about her.
我回家以后，我就跪下来跟主祷告。
And then when I went home, I also kneeled before the Lord.
我说主啊，你知道我是一个什么样的人。
I said to the Lord, Lord, you know who I am.
我是一个灵里面骄傲的人。
You know that I am a prideful person in my spirit.
我以为我是义人。
I thought I was a righteous person.
我还要想跟他们传福音。
I wanted to preach the gospel to them.
我现在福音没有传给他们，先把他们绊倒了。
And before I even give them gospel, I would stumble. I would cause them to stumble.
我不知道要该怎么样去面对这件事情。
I do not know how to face such a matter.
我只有交在主的手里面。
I can only give it to the Lord.
我讲这些见证，其实对我来讲，个人来讲是一个羞耻。
And when I give you this testimony, it is a shame to me.
可是感谢主，主借着这些事情，让我看见我是一个罪人。
But through these things, the Lord showed me that I am a sinner.
并且每一次当我在遇到这些事情的时候，神的话就在我的脑筋里面出现。
And whenever I encounter these kinds of things, the word of God will appear in my head.
他的话就成为我里面的亮光。
And His word will become light to me.
他的话让我看见我是一个什么样的人。
His light caused me to see the kind of person I am.
从那个时候开始
，From that time on，
我真正认识到我是一个罪人，我需要神的拯救。
I truly knew that I was a sinner and I need the Savior, need His salvation.
就像圣经上面所说，有病的人才需要医生。
It's like the Bible says, the one who is sick needs a doctor.
没有病的人是不需要医生。
The one who is healthy does not need a doctor.
主耶稣来是救罪人，不是救义人。
The Lord Jesus came to save the unrighteous, not to save the righteous.
因此我常常到神的面前来，让神光照我。
So I come to the Lord often to ask Him to enlighten me.
神也一天一天的借着圣灵在我的里面，不断的做那个更新变化的工作。
And God continues to do the transforming work within me with the Holy Spirit.
以前我常常为我的罪自己责备自己。
And in the past, I often would scold myself because of my sin.
以至于我是一个没有喜乐的人。
Until I was full of unhappiness.
可是现在我是一个每一天都充满了喜乐的人。
But today, I'm one who's full of happiness every day.
并不是因为我已经做到了。
Not because I have done well.
是因为我知道主他在我身上的旨意，他必定要成全。
But it is because I know God's will upon me and that He will finish His work.
只要我有这个愿意的心,
and only when I have the heart of willingness,
他就能够成就他的旨意在我的身上。
He can accomplish His will upon me.
因此, 我的喜乐是从我的盼望而来。
So therefore, my hope came from my joy came from my hope.
因为我知道当主显现的时候，我必定要像他。
Because I know when the Lord appears, I will be like Him.
而且我知道，就是说，我是属于他的，他是属于我的，我永远是他的儿女，他永远是我的神。
And I know that I belong to Him and He belongs to me and I forever will be His children.
我是一个有盼望的人。
I am a person with hope.
谢谢各位。
Thank you.
I'm sorry, the time's up.
I think that many brothers and sisters have their heart jumping. But we still have another chance tomorrow afternoon. So please prepare. Please prepare yourself.
我们现在在一点简短的祷告里面。
We'll have a simple prayer and we'll pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是何等的爱我们。
How much you love us.
这个爱实在是超过我们所能想象的。
This love is beyond what we can think.
因为像我们这样一个败坏的罪人。
And because sinner like us.
我们里面是这么的不完全。
We are so incomplete.
充满这么多的难处。
Full of so many difficulties.
但是你拣选我们。
But you chose us.
你不丢弃我们。
You will not forsake us.
不仅在救赎的时候，你为我们付上重大的代价。
Not only in redemption, you paid a great price.
今天你还用无限的忍耐做回到我们身上。
And today you use that ceaseless long suffering to work upon us.
有很多时候蒙恩的年日这么多了。
Although sometimes we were saved for many years.
我们好像也没有。太多的改变
but we did not have much change.
但是你从来没有失望过
but you did not lose hope.
主啊你也不放弃
and you will not give up.
所以我们为这个满心的感谢
for this our heart is full of
因为你是全能的神
because you are the almighty God.
所以我们永远都有盼望
so therefore we always have this hope.
主啊愿你光照我们
may you enlighten us.
让我们因为认识你的作为
because we know of your word.
我们愿意更多学习顺服
And we want to learn more to obey you.
更多容让在我们里面做工。
And to allow you to work in us.
能够把我们渐渐的改变。
So that you will change us from day to day.
至于你的形象能够逐渐的在我们身上被显出来。
So that your image will be manifested on us.
我们谢谢你下午与我们同在。
We thank you for being with us this afternoon.
我们再次把感谢归给你。
Once again, we give you the thanks.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.